Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper podcast. Last week, we talked about creating a man down schedule. This is a schedule for your staff and for your students for what your day will look like when you are short staffed and have one staff member that's not there. And maybe this is for if you are chronically short staffed, like you have a position that's not filled. So continuing along this theme, because I know so many teachers and so many schools are in this situation, today we're going to talk about creating systems that survive staff turnover. In so many schools, ABA programs, homeschooling programs where you're getting any outside support, clinicians, any therapy, there is so much turnover lately. I would say especially in schools right now, which is really sad to see. Positions that probably 15 years ago had 300 applicants are unfilled or don't have quality applicants. And teachers are in positions where they are not having a full team to support their classrooms, or that team is changing quite frequently. Now, if you're not in this situation, if you are lucky enough to be in a class that has a really stable team and you don't have a ton of staff turnover, this episode is still for you because having systems in place are so important beyond the obstacle of staff training. There are times in the day where you as the teacher will not be running the classroom. You're going to have to go to an IEP meeting, a parent-teacher conference. You're going to have to deal with an emergency. You might be sick. Your staff members might be sick. The reason that these systems are so important, it's because that they can continue on no matter who is there. When I started planning this episode, I kept coming back to planning my first maternity leave. And planning my first maternity leave was honestly easier than I thought because my classroom was systems-based, not person-based. Things were not specific to one person. There wasn't this like one skill or one like thing that we had to do that only this person knew how to do or only I knew how to do. And I didn't set that up because we had a lot of staff turnover. I actually was very lucky that I didn't have a lot of staff turnover, especially my last few years. But having those systems in place was really important for me because I did get pulled a lot, typically with behavior emergencies, and the classroom still had to run. So my paraprofessionals had to know how to step in my role. And if my paras were out or they were dealing with an emergency, I had to know how to step into their role. Another reason that I made sure that things were systems-based in my classroom is I did, throughout the last few years, have several different one-on-ones for different kids. And I made sure that I knew how to work in that role of the one-on-one as well as other paraprofessionals. Because, you know, if you have a one-on-one para, that's probably with a student that's higher needs, right? And then that paraprofessional is sick. You can't just be like, well, that kid can't come to school. Like, we have to know how to continue on with that student's day. The problem with having like a quote unquote hero teacher or hero para, where they do everything. They know how to do everyone. No one can replace them. No one can help them. Is that those people will not be there every day. You will have to miss school. Your hero paraprofessional that's the one-on-one that knows how to do everything with this kid and has great rapport is going to be sick one day. So if all of these strategies and systems live in their head, no one else can step in. Our goal should be that success doesn't disappear when one staff member isn't there, that we can continue on. The goal of the classroom is to really be this well-oiled machine. Your kids know where to go, staff knows where to go. Everyone's on the same page with what this looks like. So if that sounds like the goal for you as well, listen on, because we're going to share some practical ways to help make that possible. But first, let's talk about a little bit more what happens when systems don't exist. When there is that situation of, you know, the teacher doing it all and just asking and quickly delegating to their team members, or one paraprofessional only knowing how to work with one student. We get really inconsistent student supports in this situation because kids, it's really going to depend on what adult they're with on the quality of behavior interventions. I talk about staff training in every single session I do, whether I'm talking about behavior, literacy, executive functions, classroom setup. It comes up every time because in order for any of the strategies under any of those umbrellas of topics to work, you need your whole team on the same page. We want that consistency there. And if we don't, we're going to lose instructional time. We're going to increase problem behaviors. We're also going to increase burnout for staff. So let's talk about this big issue with being short-staffed or having high staff turnover in schools. I don't know exactly the reason, but I would sure bet burnout is one of them. What happens when we have a really, really good teacher? What happens to them? They get the hard kids. They get the kids that, ooh, let's try your class before we try a different placement. I've been told that multiple times. We get overcrowding. We get, oh, you can handle this. No problem. You're good. They don't get the instructional support. The behavior coach isn't coming to their class because the behavior coach is just putting out fires in other rooms. And there might not be fires in that class. So that teacher is given more and more responsibilities. And if there are not systems in place, they're taking it all on themselves and they're gonna burn out. Same with amazing paraprofessionals and amazing clinicians. The same process happens. And then every year, you kind of have to start this over, because you're the one that knows everything. So we instead want to create systems that everyone that works with this student understands and knows how to do. This is going to really change the trajectory of that student's programming and progress. And it's really going to help the overall mental health of your staff as well. So systems are going to support staff, not memory, not experience, not just rapport. We have to create rapport, but there also has to be systems for doing that. And with good systems, these are teachable. These are repeatable. And if only one person can teach it, it's not a system yet. So I want you to think about this and to kind of evaluate the systems in your class. If you had a brand new paraprofessional start today, could the current paraprofessionals in your classroom explain how to do things in your classroom? Could your current paraprofessional, let's say your current paraprofessional, her name is Ashley, and you get a new paraprofessional assigned to your class that's name is Tara. Could Ashley explain schedules to Tara? Could she explain prompt fading? Could she explain building rapport? Could she explain the schedule rotation? When your paraprofessional can explain those things, that's when you know you've set up really good systems, because they understand it and they can now replicate it. It's like almost like thinking about like the train the trainer model a little bit, that your goal is that your whole team is going to understand these things so well that they can replicate this with other people and continue that process. That's why I talk about staff training in every session I do, because creating these systems is part of this process. So let's break this down into four main areas that we need systems: instruction and curriculum, behavior supports, data collection, which is going to really bleed into everything, and communication. So first up, let's talk instruction and curriculum. I talk about this ad nauseum, but your paraprofessionals in your class are there to provide instruction, not just bring kids to and from inclusion and redo task boxes. So we want routines on how lessons are run, on what kinds of prompts we give during lessons, on what type of instruction we give. Now, I had a conversation in a training actually last week that was, I thought, really helpful to see other people's perspectives, because I was sharing the same idea. Your paraprofessional should be running lessons. We were actually talking about the exact steps to do during a small group lesson. And they were like, man, I just feel like that's not fair to the paraprofessionals. They don't make as much money. Like, that feels like my job. I have been getting Factor meals delivered for probably a few years now, and when I first discovered these, they were really a game changer. They are fresh meals that get delivered right to my house, pop them in the microwave, and 2 minutes later, I have a healthy, protein-packed lunch all ready to go. I'm like, where were these when I was in the classroom? I like how there's so many different options, so I never get bored, and that I'm eating healthy without having to do a whole ton of cooking. If you are looking to eat healthier, to do takeout less, or to just have something taken off of your plate mentally, having your lunches or dinners set up ready to go, I highly suggest checking out Factor. It's what I have tried, and I really think you would love it too. Head over to factormeals.com/Sasha50off and use code Sasha50off to get 50% off your first Factor box. If you're ready to try this, this is such a great deal. Get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a year. Love that. Make healthy easier with Factor. If you're someone who supports learners with autism, whether you're a special ed teacher, an RBT, or a parent who wants the very best for your child, high-quality applied behavior analysis training can make such a huge difference. If you've ever thought about deepening your expertise or advancing your ABA career, The Ohio State University has a program designed specifically for that. Ohio State offers a fully online Master's of Arts in Special Education with a specialization in applied behavior analysis. And what's really cool is the program is fully ABAI accredited, which means all of the coursework and the degree meet the requirement to pursue your BCBA and get that credential. This is a field that is continuing to grow. In fact, the job postings have increased by 102% in just 2 years for BCBAs. So the demand for highly trained ABA professionals is definitely there. And I love the flexibility that this gives you. There are so many workplace options as a BCBA. Now, I got my master's in ABA when I was a classroom teacher, so I appreciate that Ohio State has this flexible program. It's fully online. It's designed for working professionals, which back when I got my degree, there were not that many out there. So if you're currently a teacher or an RBT, this is a great opportunity to advance your knowledge while keeping your full-time job. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do the research and learn about this program. Check out Ohio State's online ABA master's program. You can visit go.osu.edu/autismhelper. I'm going to link that in the show notes. That's go.osu.edu/autismhelper. And I was like, your job as the teacher is to create the content, plan the goals, select the materials, organize the materials, have the data sheets ready. Then you teach that paraprofessional how to run that system. You do all the back end, but they're still there implementing that activity, implementing that lesson. That's when that system is created. So if we can do all that, if we can have all of that prepped, that's our role as a teacher. And then our paraprofessional is going to come in to support and run those lessons. Now, when I teach small group instruction, I teach to everyone, paraprofessionals, teachers, a four-step process. There's four things I always do during a small group, no matter if I'm teaching preschoolers or no matter if I'm teaching high schoolers, no matter the level. And to me, that's the system. When I know I have to do these four things, I walk into every small group with a plan. I walk into every small group prepared. The content that's in those four steps changes depending on skill levels and, of course, things like that. But it's always four things. I always, number one, review behavioral expectations in the schedule, always, no matter what. Just 30 to 60 seconds on that. Number two, I always review or introduce the topic. What are we going to talk about today? What's our main goal here? Again, 30 to 60 seconds. Step three is that main activity. Are we doing an adapted book? Are we writing a paragraph together? Are we doing a few pages in the curriculum? And then last is extension activities. These are like time fillers without the bad innuendo. Let's say the activity goes really fast. So I need extension activities. I might write words on the board and have students go up to the board and circle the words that rhyme with a certain word. I might put post-its on the ground with different colors and have them go jump on colors as I say them. Something that's no to low prep that we can just use to extend and expand on the content and the theme in a way that promotes generalization and also finishes that session. So when I run a small group, I'm always doing those four things. Review expectations and schedule, review topic, activity extension, always. When my team knows how to do that, if I step out, they know exactly what that looks like. They're not like, oh, I think Sasha does this now. No, they know because they know that for their groups. That system is in place. So now let's talk about systems for behavioral supports. This is the big one, right? This is one we know that's really important. So when we create behavior plans, just making that behavior plan is not enough. We know that. We have to train our team on them because if they do not know how to use incentive systems, reinforcer boards, choice boards, how to prompt replacement behaviors, how to de-escalate, then you are the only one that can do those things. That is not a system. A system is having this in place for every adult in the room. So doing the FBA is one step. Doing the behavior plan is the next step. Then training your team is that last step before you implement. Staff needs to understand the why behind behavior plans. They need to know where every visual is. They need to have buy-in in the visuals. This is a core component to every behavior management system. Or else, when you walk out of the room to just go to the bathroom, things are not being done in the way that you envision, which means we are decreasing the efficacy of a behavior plan. And oftentimes, we're increasing the risk of injury. So this is a hugely important system to set up, all of those behavior systems. Number three, and we kind of touched on this, those data systems. There's not one data person. Everyone in your room needs to take data. Now, if we've done what we talked about with instructional systems of having our paraprofessionals run groups, run educational programs, run goals, the data collection now is going to be embedded in that process. When we are training our teams on how to run an instructional group or how to run any behavior support, included in that discussion and training is the data piece. What data is being taken? When it's being taken? This is simple. I teach about data very often, not as often probably as behavior and executive functions, but it comes up in there. My mantra with when I teach on data is if it's not easy, you won't do it. This is where we're leaning on our click counters. This is where we just want tallies on a post-it, something easy. The way that data collection systems maintain and get buy-in is when staff and team members understand the why. And I feel like we can understand the why when we're involved in the mastery criteria. If you've been stuck on a 6-month wait list for a psychiatrist or bouncing between online mental health sites trying to find the right medication support, Talkiatry was built for you. It's a virtual psychiatric practice that actually fits your life and your insurance. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice that provides comprehensive evaluations, diagnoses, and ongoing medication management. Unlike therapy-only sites, Talkiatry is psychiatry. That means that you'll be seeing a medical provider who can diagnose mental health conditions and prescribe medication when appropriate. All of their over 600 clinicians are in network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly out-of-pocket subscriptions or those out-of-network fees. Head to talkiatry.com/Sasha and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/Sasha to get matched in minutes.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
If I know what success looks like data-wise, I kind of have a reason to take it. Like, hey, when we get to 9 out of 10 on 3 days, this is mastered and we can move on. Cool. I want to know that because I don't want to just be taking data forever and like, hey, I've been at 9 out of 10 for like a month. I just keep doing this. It feels pointless then. But when we give a reason, like, hey, when we hit this level, when we see problem behaviors at less than 2 times per week, then we're going to do this. Then we're going to try a little bit more inclusion in the kindergarten class. So put in and discuss and share what does mastery look like and what is that going to bring to them? That is so important. Now, the last system we have is communication systems. And this is kind of like the bones of the classroom. And this is important for anyone stepping out. You need to have a plan for how information is shared between all of the adults in your room. Teachers, paraprofessionals, clinicians, maybe administrators. How do we share information on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? How about things like schedule changes? Johnny's leaving early today. You just got a text from mom. What's your system? You just announce it in the class? You don't tell anyone, and then when Johnny's mom shows up at, 1:30, you got to go run over to music class and pull him? How do you explain that? What is your system for if someone's out? What is your system for if we change a behavior plan or we're going to change up grouping? You go to a training, you're like, oh man, I got to change up my groups. What's your system? So we want a system for sharing updates about students, updates about schedules. This could be a group text. Anyone finds out anything, put it in the group text. This could be a Google Doc. This could be a bulletin board. This could be a whiteboard by your kind of staff closet. Something that everyone knows how to share. Because sometimes our team members get information before we do, right? Johnny's mom drops him off at school and she's like, oh, I forgot to email, but he's going to have to leave early today. And she tells the paraprofessional at the door, not you. How do you find that out? So we need a system for that as well. So all four of these processes, instructional systems, behavior systems, data collection systems, communication systems, are essential in any classroom for supporting a situation with a lot of turnover, for supporting a situation where there's high needs behavior and one person often has to step out, or really just a classroom where, you know what, someone might get sick or have to go to the bathroom once in a while. The key here is that these systems can maintain despite who leaves. And that's the goal that you want to keep thinking about. Hey, if I step out for a minute because my principal stops by to talk to me, what's the rest of my class doing? Are they just sitting there not knowing what to do? Because when your team has these systems, what happens is your students are more independent. Your students now know what to do. So when you have a quick conversation with your principal in the hall, you come back in, he's like, wow, everyone's still working. You're like, sure are. Of course they are. So your action step today, if you're like, okay, my wheels are spinning, where do I go with this? Pick one thing to tighten up. What things you're like, ooh, yeah, that I had a light bulb moment listening to that. Behavior systems, we're not good at that. Or communication systems, that's always a breakdown. And involve your team. Talk to them. Be like, you know what, guys, I've been thinking about how we do not have a very good system on how to collect data and how to share that data. So this is what we're going to set up now. What do you think? Or what's the best way for you to share how things are going with your data? And have it be this kind of flexible, changing thing. This isn't like set in stone. So have it be something that we can continue to evaluate and it can evolve over time. Staff turnover, being short-staffed, having to walk out of the classroom, these things are unavoidable, but chaos isn't unavoidable. When we have strong systems in place, this is a support for our team as well as our student. So pick that one system right now, have a few action steps towards it, head over to like Instagram or Facebook or somewhere like that. Message me. Tell me what you did because I would love to know. And I want to hear how that changes the overall culture and progress in your class.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.